Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, I'll be talking with Lonnie Knight, a longtime Minneapolis singer-songwriter, legend in his own right. We'll be talking about his new release, So We Jump. Also got new music from Wise McGraw and Jermaine Gemberling. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there's a band you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, please let me know. Email comments at kaxe.org. You can get links to all the music you hear, blogs with more information, and links to my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter accounts. Go to kaxe.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota. There's also a video page with a lot of the performers we have in studio. Coming up, we're going to hear a couple Iron Range artists with new CDs on the way. We're going to start off with Spider John Kerner, since we're talking about Minnesota music legends a bit today. We'll go back to his 96 release, Stargazer. And here's the intro and Jack of Diamonds from Spider John Kerner on Center Stage Minnesota.
Born a human race, it's a mighty funny race. The human race is the race you ride. The human race is a mighty funny race. If you wanna ride it, gotta ride it like a fighter. Get your ticket at the station for the human race. Yeah. When you play the game of life, you got trouble, you got strife. A jack of diamonds is a hard card to find. Yes, and diamond is a hard card to find. Hey, jack of diamonds, jack of diamonds, and diamond is a hard card to find. When you draw a diamond jack, you will never once look back. Yes, and diamond is a hard card to find. You have luck and you have wealth, but you may not have your health. Out in diamond is a hard card to find. Yes, and diamond is a hard card to find. Jack of diamonds, jack of diamonds, and diamond is a hard card to find. Oh, yes. Jack of diamonds, jack of diamonds, and diamond is a hard card to find.
Sit around, turn up the sound, and watch the rodeo on TV. Sometimes we'd sit and listen to the Grand Ole Opry, start to yodel and sing those country songs for me. He'd be sitting there in the porch wearing them blue overalls, put a whip on the door and stomp on the floor and chase the kids down the hall. Saturdays we'd hit the road, but we never went free to fall. Till the auction's been on old rusty cars. No, Grandpa Pete, I remember you so well. Why don't you take me fishing in that old green boat? No, Grandpa Pete, I remember you so well. I wish you could just come on home. Think about what he'd eat. Pickled herring and summer sausages, some of his treats. Poached eggs and oatmeal with raisins on the top. Fried some fish, mashed potatoes and cold soda pop. Old Grandpa Pete, I remember you so well. Why don't you take me fishing in that old green boat? Old Grandpa Pete, I remember you so well. I wish that you could just come on home. Started to fail. Stuck in a bed, in his head, in his own personal jail. And I hope he had a good life with all the work he'd done. I know I think of him, though I'm fishing in that sun. Oh, Grandpa Pete, I remember you so well. Why don't you take me fishing in that old green boat? Oh, Grandpa Pete, I remember you so well. I wish that you could just come on home. So well, why don't you take me fishing in that old green boat? Oh, Grandpa Pete, I remember you so well. I wish that you could just come on home. Well, I wish that you could just come on home.
Jermaine Gamberlin's self-titled debut CD as a solo artist. That was Sticks and Stones, and she's joined by Rich Mattson on guitar and backup vocals on that CD. Jermaine Gamberlin from Ely. Another Iron Range artist before that, Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses. We heard the song Grandpa Pete from their CD Old Crow, and Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses have a new CD coming out soon. Started off with Spider John Kerner. From his album Star Geezer, we heard Intro and Jack of Diamonds. Still to come, we've got the Mark Gart Band and Maida. Up next, I'll be talking with Minnesota music legend Lonnie Knight about his new CD, So We Jump. And from it, here's Broken Wing on Center Stage Minnesota.
Come down and see me when I'm old and gray. Come down and see me and I'll sing for you. That's the only joy I have that time can't take away. The song, the word, the day, and a broken wing. Melodies of life I've tuned to simple chords. I am pagan in tomorrow's eyes. I am moved by promises of sad rewards and sheltered neath the touch of a broken wing. Broken wing, I call to you, fall through your sky. Broken heart, I'll sing for you, bring you to life. I'll give you shelter from night. I will fly among the stars on trails of light. I will leave a message in my way. I will ply my silver oars through wounded nights. My guide will be a bird with a broken wing. I will love and hate and not apologize. I will let the rainbow wear my shoes. I will welcome death when life is realized. And I will dance behind a bird with a broken wing. Broken wing, I call to you, fall to your sky. Broken heart, I'll sing for you, bring you to life. I'll give you shelter from the night. Come down and see me when I'm old and gray. Come down and see me and I'll sing for you. That's the only joy I have that time can't take away. The song, the word, the day, and a broken wing.
Lonnie Knight is a legendary Minnesota singer-songwriter operating out of Minneapolis with numerous Minnesota Music Awards. Picking up his first guitar at age 12, his playing is often likened to Richard Thompson and Patty Larkin. He started out as a folkie, then played in some of the Midwest seminal bands like Joker's Wild and the Hoopsnakes. He's been a studio musician and worked as a producer in Nashville. His latest albums have gone back to his acoustic roots, and his latest is called So We Jump. Lonnie Knight, welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Well, thanks, Doug. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what was it like for you first picking up the guitar when you were 12 years old?
Oh, you're asking me to go way back. it was, looking back on it from now, I think, you know, obviously it was very cool. It was kind of unheard of in those days. You know, today everybody plays the guitar. Back then, if you're playing on any kind of a serious basis, you were socially different. But I recall having an affinity for it almost immediately. It made sense to me. It was logical. It was sensible. It was fun. And I just never stopped.
Around what decade was that?
You really want to know. That was in the 60s when I first picked up a guitar.
All right. Well, you've definitely come a long way, and tell me about this new album, So We Jump. We're going to hear the title track next.
Well, it's my third acoustic album this time around. I did a couple of albums for Symposium Records in the mid-70s, and then just played on a lot of other people's projects in the intervening years. And in around 2000, I had a blues band. We did an album. We did actually two albums. And then in 2005, I fell way back into the acoustic guitar again and gave up guitar synthesizers, gave up everything else, and sort of just went back to my own personal roots. And So We Jump is the culmination of everything that I have learned over all the years that I've played, I think. Including restraint.
Well, tell me a little more specifically about this title track, So We Jump.
So We Jump started as a song about kids going to a gravel pit and jumping off a tree branch into the water. And I thought about what a strange... I think I'd read an article about some kid who got hurt doing that. And I remembered back when I was a kid, we used to do that. And we have no idea the first time jumping how deep that water is at the bottom of the gravel pit, but we do it anyway. So the question was, why do kids do such insane things? I got the first verse done and didn't have a handle on where to go from there to retain the kids, so I started to think about why do adults do some of the crazy things they do. And so it's, you know, door number one, door number two, neither of them present a very logical alternative, so you jump. And jump is a metaphor for, you know, whatever that leap is, whether it be suicide, a leap of faith, or whatever. It's that part's ambiguous, but you get to that clueless point and you jump.
That is Lonnie Knight, and here is the title track to his new CD, So We Jump, on Center Stage Minnesota.
Hot summer night in the gravel pit. The water threw back the stars. We jumped feet first in the silent split into a thousand chaotic shards. The ripples would run to the echoing sound of shrieking boys who could not drown. All those fires were burned too hard to tamper down, so we jumped. Mama said boys are the devilish kind. Stay away, baby girl, run and hide. As she grows, there are schemes and big city dreams, but her heart won't believe Mom alive. Just one kiss in the still of the night, underneath the lamppost, washed in the light. this can't be all wrong, but it can't be all right, so she jumps. Little wars fought in the darkness of hearts that yearn for the touch of control. Surrounded by mortals and pulled by the flesh, and angels that speak to the soul. Is she waiting to fly? Is she waiting to fall? Is she listening to God or her own conscience call? She can't take that photograph down from her wall, so she jumps. He sits at the right hand of no one. His minions are ragged and wild. Peace on his lips, blood on his hands. It's a legacy left for the child. He gambled the world for his father's soul. Now the snake eats its tail. The juggernaut rolls, and an eye peers back through the Judas hole. And he jumps. And she jumps. And we jump.
So We Jumped, the title track to Lonnie Knight's new CD. Why do you write music? What draws you to it?
I've heard other people say this, and all I can do is follow along. I write because I have to. You know, it's like, why do you play? Why do you throw things against the wall like that when a lot of times the rewards aren't very great? You write because you have to. It's an outlet for me, both emotional, psychological, and physical. I need to write.
Overall, is there something that your music is about?
I don't know. I write with a lot of metaphors. I write with a lot of symbolism, but I think it all comes down to personal experience. Hero for Sale, for instance, on the album, is on the surface is about a club fighter, a guy who travels from VFWs to bars that throw a boxing ring up in the middle and do fights, you know, club fights. And he doesn't get very far doing that. He's a troubled soul. His life is you know, difficult. And the more I think about it, the more it lines up right in line with a lot of musicians I know, including myself at times. You know, very little pay, you get in the car, you drive from point A to point B, you lay it out again, hope you have a good night, you get in the car, and you do it again.
That's Lonnie Knight, and from his new CD, So We Jump, this is Hero for Sale on Center Stage Minnesota.
Stands empty, the hour is late. The bell has tolled the final round, the crowd has hit the gate. In the stench of beer and the cigar smoke, the trainer shakes his head, and as the blood begins to pale, the canvas tells the tale of a hero for sale. Just a poor boy in a poor town with a muscle in your arm. Friday nights you watch the fights all day, you work the farm. Now that punch could take you out of here to riches and to fame, and so you sign the dotted line. You put on that suit of mail, you become a hero for sale. At first you wanted anything, then you wanted more. Then you wanted everything that you never had before. So you gave it on the cheap for a promise that was never gonna lead you to the grave. The truth is hard as nails when you're a hero for sale. Never much, the towns all look the same. The brawlers all have hungry eyes and you can't recall their names. But each one brings a leather fist, a killer shot, and it's too late to pack it in and bail. You've been swallowed by the wave, you're just a hero for sale. Lift a glass to Patterson, a toast to Cassius Clay. There'll be no songs for you, no victor's wreath today. When they tear the tape off and your hands begin to swell, and you can barely hold the wheel, or another drive to hell, to the next stop on the sled, for a hero for sale.
That's Hero for Sale from Lonnie Knight's new CD, So We Jump. He's a legendary singer-songwriter operating out of the Twin Cities. So what inspires you? Where does your creativity come from?
Everywhere. Part of it comes from just the music community here in Minneapolis. I have a lot of friends who are players and writers, and we sort of feed off each other. And sometimes random thoughts will bring a song on. Sometimes I'll hear something. Like part of what So We Jumped is about, the fourth verse could be about George Bush, it could be about Donald Trump. Once in a great while I'll write something that's inspired by the news, although I tend to stay away from topical songs because they generally have a very short shelf life.
Has songwriting changed for you over the years?
Yes and no. I think subject matter, I'm still writing about the stuff I was writing about when I was in my 20s. I think in terms of the musicality of the songs, I've learned so much more about theory and chord structure and melodic structure that the songs have certainly matured in that sense. And lyrically, the more you do it, you know, the more you learn to weed out the lyrics that are just plain silly or that don't make sense or that are forced concepts. So it's changed, but it's still very much like what I was doing. I think it's consistent.
I am talking with Minneapolis singer-songwriter Lonnie Knight about his new CD, So We Jump. The next song we're going to hear is Conversations with a Wrecking Ball. And this song just really stands out to me. I love the guitar work in it. But it seems just like Conversations with a Wrecking Ball. That might be kind of a short conversation. Would you tell me about the song?
That is the one really topical song on the album. A few years back, my friend Paul Metza called me. He was part of a group organized to save the old Guthrie Theater, the original theater, and asked me if I wanted to get involved. And we went out and we did some benefits and sort of some awareness-raising sessions because we all thought and still do think that the Guthrie is a historic landmark. It should have been preserved. Mm-hmm. I love the new Guthrie. Don't misunderstand that. But we tend to tear down our own history. And so that's what the song was about. We played the song at the rallies to save the Guthrie. Then I put it away when the Guthrie was ultimately torn down. And a friend of mine heard the song and said, you know, you should hang on to that because it addresses that bigger issue of America tearing things down all the time. If you go to a foreign country, Paris, for instance, I was fortunate enough to go there a few years ago, and, you know, there are buildings there still standing, still in good shape, that are older than the United States. And you get an immediate sense of the history and the culture of the country. We're losing all of that here.
That's Lonnie Knight, and from his new CD, So We Jump, this is Conversations with a Wrecking Ball on Center Stage Minnesota.
I've got my bottom line, I've got my mouth to feed, I've got my stockholders, we've got our own needs. I don't do well with dreamers, I don't like mystery, I deal in real estate, and not ancient history. Look at this parcel here, remember I'm the owner. Sure, we had a lovely time, but it was just a loner. It's an eyesore in this modern age. Hell, I'm trying to be lenient, but your ghosts and all your memories are truly inconvenient. You're a lovely bunch of kids, and I'm sure you're well-intentioned, but my paperwork's in order. All my permits and exemptions. You think you have a valid stand? Our study team refutes it. We've run it up the flagpole here. No one on our side salutes it. Don't get us wrong, we love those actors, all dressed up in their frills. But we've got art to push and cars to park, and that takes dollar bills. And this land is not your land. That was a different Guthrie. Progress is the issue here, and babe, that's how it must be. You're blowing in the wind. We're getting tired of your claims. We've heard enough of Tyrone and that Tanya, what's her name? Yes, the famous folks have played here. Yes, yes, the joint was all the rage. Let's be forward-thinking people. Lock the door and turn the page. We'll take photographs of everything. We'll preserve the day. We've listened to your pleas. Now will you kindly go away? The implosion will be grand. If that offends, we beg your pardon. But we'll invite you all for tea and wine in the sculpture garden. I've got my bottom line. We've got our minds made up. Let's toast our heritage. Let's use a brand new cup. This is America, the land of opportunity. Just remember where you're living, this disposable community.
Conversations with a Wrecking Ball from Lonnie Knight's new CD, So We Jump. What would you hope someone would take away or maybe feel like after listening to this new album?
I would hope they feel something. Good or bad, you know, get a little happy, get a little sad, it doesn't matter. And I think the reason I leave it that open is that I don't want to dictate to somebody what they should feel from a song. You know, I just pray that they feel something.
You know, I read on your website, LonnieKnight.com, you said, kind of jokingly, but being legendary just is another way of saying old. But in all seriousness...
Having been around for a long time, I try to shy away from the actual word old.
Okay. Well, what is it like looking back on your career?
Wow. That's a huge question. I just was sitting down. I sat down the other day with Herb Pilhofer, who was one of my mentors for a number of years. I was staff guitarist at Sound 80, and... Herb is 20-some years older than me, but we're both old enough that we remember analog recording. We were both part of the first digital tape recording. It was, you know, 3M had built the first digital machine, and I was fortunate enough to be on the very first recording sessions testing that two-track digital machine. So we've been... Herb and I have both been through most of what's gone on in the modern recording process, from four-track tape recorders on up. And I just feel blessed that I've been able to be, in whatever small way, a part of all of that musical history.
Yeah. Well, what do you do for fun? Like, when you're not working on music, how do you unwind or relax?
In the summer, I bicycle. I am an avid amateur photographer. A lot of us musicians have day jobs, and I design websites and do graphic arts work. And it's my own company. When I go on the road, I just toss my laptop and my external drive in the car and take my office with me. So between that and music, I stay alive, and almost all of it's fun.
Good. I'm talking with Lonnie Knight, singer-songwriter from Minneapolis, about his new CD, So We Jump. The last song we're going to hear is In the Rain, and this one really kind of picks things up a little bit. Tell me about it.
It's a song about dying. pure and simple. When it's all said and done, we all end up here standing around in the rain. Losing our shoes in the rain is, you know, people are generally buried barefooted. Turning to slugs in the rain, hopefully now, is obvious. But it's a song about, I just have run into people with such amazing egos and an amazing need to prove that they're bigger and better than somebody else. And so it's, in a general sense, about the great equalizer. You know, when it's done, what do we got? This is what we got. You know, we have simply some friends that we've left behind. We have simple things, and we're all the same when it's all finished.
That's Lonnie Knight, and we're going to hear In the Rain. Lonnie, thank you so much for joining me on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you, Doug. It's been a pleasure.
You got voodoo in your heart, a madman at your door, and you gotta take on black and white with colors I ain't never seen before. So tell me who's in charge of your brain. When it's all said and done, we all end up here standing around in the rain. Now some of us take a Buick 6, some of us run, some of us crawl, some of us take an aeroplane, and some of us don't ever go at all. But the song remains the same. When it's all said and done, we'll end up here standing around in the rain. There's no time to look behind you when you ride the cannonball. They're sneaking up the back jack, waiting for the fall. You punched your way through night and day for your 15 of fame. Now the loudest cheer of all is when you're coming down in flames.
From Lonnie Knight's new CD, So We Jump. And thank you very much, Lonnie, for joining me on the show. That was a real fun conversation. You can hear this interview and all of our interviews archived at kaxe.org. Click on Center Stage Minnesota. Wise McGraw is the duo of Marcus Wise on tabla and Dean McGraw on guitar. They've got an outstanding new CD out on Red House Records called How the Light Gets In. And from Wise McGraw, this is Black Cherry on Center Stage Minnesota.
long ago, long ago, long ago, living there. Beady eyes, beady eyes, beady eyes, and curly hair. Stared a hole, stared a hole, stared a hole into everywhere. With his beady eyes, beady eyes, beady eyes, and curly hair. Oh, we live alone, live alone, live alone, alone. With his beady eyes, beady eyes, beady eyes, he never stopped. Oh, he stared at all, stared at all, stared at all, into the sun. With his beady eyes, beady eyes, beady eyes, he never stopped. Coming home to be with him. And I'm coming home, coming home, coming home to be with
the Mark Gart Band's brand new CD, Fatwa. That was long ago, Duluth's Mark Gart Band. That's Mark Gartman of Too Many Banjos. When he's not playing banjo, it's the Mark Gart Band, and he's been playing the Irish bouzouki for a couple of years now. And Wise McGraw before that, which is Dean McGraw on guitar and Marcus Wise on tabla. From their new CD, How the Light Gets In, we heard Black Cherry. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians, a local production of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. Also heard on KSRQ in Thief River Falls and WTIP in Grand Marais. We'll go out today with Maida. Still one of my highlights from this last year was when she came and performed live for us in studio. We'll go out with the title track to her latest EP, Eyes on the Water. I'm Doug McRosty. As always, rock on.
As the path goes on, I'll keep on walking. The door is locked, but
I just wanna see your hands wizzling in the market. The king has got a plan, so don't move or don't speak. Do you feel the ground getting hotter? I get down, way down.
And keep your eyes on the water.
Constantly changing the same old damn things. Then other times I walk with a tiger on the cliff. So for others, wiping tears with my tiger claw. No need to call the doctor, doctor. I keep my eyes on the water, water, yeah. No need to call the doctor, doctor.
Keep my eyes on the water because.